Hey, hey, my fellow dream chasers, it's Princess Fizz here. Welcome to another episode of I Have a Dream Show, bringing you multimillionaires from around the world to hear their unique journeys to success, great business wisdom, free mentoring and inspiration. Now, if you're looking to boost your online presence as a small business owner and stand out from the noise, you have to check out my free 10-day course on how to create an amazing web TV show or podcast for any industry. Go to becomeamediapreneur.com and get instant access to the course, and I'll get you ready for launch within 10 days. If you're looking for a great way to build a strong network and land some high-paying customers, I recommend you check out LinkedIn training course at ihaveadreamshow.com/LinkedIn training. If you've seen my web TV shows and love my makeup, check out Moonstruck's 3D Fiber Lashes, which is the best-selling product by Unique, at ihaveadreamshow.com/beauty. And if you prefer to watch the video shows, then you can go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows, where there's a library of all the I Have a Dream shows to date. And don't forget to become a free member at the ihaveadreamshow.com website for access to free business and marketing trainings and other resources that will help you grow your business. And you'll get added to the newsletter straight to your inbox so you don't miss another show. So now take out your notepads and enjoy the show. I've got a super special guest on today. We've got Ted Knighton, all the way from Netherlands. Welcome, Ted, to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I couldn't think of anyone better to help me with this topic today. The topic is Empower Network, Success versus Scam, okay? So thank you very much, Ted, for joining the show. And we've got a few things that we're going to discuss to clarify a lot of problems that people have. So first of all, Ted, if you can kind of, I know a lot about you, I've already studied you, I've met you in the event in Chicago, but just to help the viewers, just give a background of where you're from and what you do.
Okay, I will do so. Well, obvious, I'm from the Netherlands, so there you have my terrible accent. I started to be a business owner when I was 24. I had about a couple of thousand dollars. And about 20 years ago, longer, 30 years ago already, one of the big banks in the Netherlands gave me over $250,000 to play around with it based on a business plan. And I started to be my own entrepreneur for about 14 years.
Fantastic.
And sold my business. Because at that, then you also notice that you have one big problem if you are a business owner, and that is basically you invest all your money in your own efforts.
Absolutely, yes.
So if you're sick, you don't have basically a backup plan, and that is why I think that a second stream of income is always very important, and there Empower Network is coming in. But I also have worked for about 10 years for big companies like IBM, Dell, and Verizon, which happens also to be all American companies.
Right.
And always in sales, so I'm not a technical guy.
Right, okay. So in your experience, I mean, over the years, you've founded a website. It's a business for home website, right? That's your own personal website. Okay, and it has 3 million visitors annually. Can you just give the nature of what the website is and what it does?
Basically, I'm ranking all the top earners in the world, the top opportunities, the MLM companies, so specialized in that one.
Right, and you're actually known as the kind of the person that a scorekeeper, right?
Yeah, the
you've been given the title of being a scorekeeper.
The scorekeeper of the direct selling industry. Yep.
That's fantastic. So, with that regard, you must have had exposure to a lot of MLM companies. You must have analysed their plans and your experience. Can you just kind of highlight that kind of area?
Well, it's correct. I interview hundreds of top earners, so you get smart then, because you also sometimes, off the record, you can ask questions which you maybe not publish. And well, those guys are really very keen in being an ambassador of the direct selling industry and give you a lot of information. So I know much more than sometimes I can write.
Experience is everything, so you've got first-hand experience. So any of these MLM companies, I mean, have you actually joined? Did you actually kind of do your venture in? Did you take it forward as a business opportunity?
Yeah, in 1994 already, I was involved into NSA, and NSA at that time was water and air filters. And later on, also known as the, they did Juice Plus, which is and still is a vitamin supplement. And about 8 years ago, my wife decided to go into Vima, which is a liquid supplement. And I have helped her a little bit on the background. Yeah.
Fantastic. So with your experience of these, I mean, have they worked for you in a way? I mean, have they kind of brought your business to another level? How did you feel about their comp plans that they had in place?
Well, it's not about, I would say, comp plans. It is more about personal growth. I've learned so much about direct selling, MLM, network marketing, personal franchise, however you want to call it, because there is a lot of expertise within those companies, how you really present yourself, how you develop yourself. And I think that's maybe more important, especially if you ask top earners to say, hey, listen, it's not about money anymore. It is about personal development and helping also other people to develop their self.
So was this the reason why this attracted you to the market, the direct selling market? Was this the reason for self-development?
Yes, that's part, because it always has benefit myself, not only, let's say, in business, but also in personal life. So, yep.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, the rising question here is, out of all your experience with these MLM companies, having first-hand interviews with the leaders, what is it about Empower Network that attracted you?
I would say the lack of requirements, because if you look to the MLM industry, then you have a lot of compensation plans made in the United States. And basically they bring in a lot of, you call it qualifications of requirements to get your commission. And those requirements are often tough if you do it part-time. So there you see that a lot of people are bailing out because they cannot do those requirements on a part-time basis. Maybe it is different if you are a full-time from the start, and then you maybe can do it. So what happens is that a lot of people are not making money just because they cannot. After some time, they discover that the requirements are quite heavy, and then a little bit frustrated, they bail out. While in Empower Network, you have no qualifications at all.
So you mean by requirements, do you mean particular skills that you need?
Requirements within the compensation plan.
Right.
Yeah, or qualifications, as you call it. So things like at least sign up 6 people or before you get any money. At least do $50,000 a month before you reach a higher level.
So the expectations that people can't really meet, and they give up quite quickly, don't they? They don't give...
Yeah, it is also because in the beginning, hardly anybody understands the compensation plans. And compensation plans are hard to understand.
Yes.
While in an Empower Network, you can explain it to somebody, let's say, on the back of a paper. And it's that simple, because there are no qualifications.
Right, okay. So thank you for that. The thing is, with the mindsets of people, I mean, in this industry, it's kind of developed in a way that MLM is all about the pyramid scheme. And whenever you mention the pyramid scheme or kind of that kind of plan, people kind of set back and say, oh, I don't really want to get involved in that. What would your message be? How is Empower different from that average pyramid scheme? What would you say to that if someone asked you?
First of all, if somebody say, yeah, but it's a pyramid scheme, then the first question I would ask him is, say, please explain me exactly what's a pyramid scheme.
Yes.
Because 99% of all people cannot explain a pyramid scheme. Now, there are about 100 million people involved into direct selling. So if it wasn't pyramid scheme, the jail was quite full, I would say.
Yes.
Well, that's a lot of companies are on the New York Stock Exchange, like Herbalife, New Skin, USANA, about 15, I would say. So that says something. So then, okay, so if you're then looking to specific companies, then you can say, yeah, listen, I think that company ABC is a scam. Yeah, well, if you think that, then I think that discussion is always hard to win, because if somebody, for whatever reason, does have that opinion, well, don't. I mean, you cannot win that kind of discussions. If somebody thinks something, the sky is red and is not blue, well, for him the sky is red, and for me the sky is blue. But if you are based on real arguments, somebody wants to listen, I would say that, first of all, Empower Network is basically in the pay plan a uni-level, meaning you have only one level. Yeah?
Right.
Now, the distributor structure, maybe the way a group is developing, is like a tree. And then some apples of those, that tree falls in your pay line, which is in uni-level pay line. However, a lot of people already will not understand me at this moment. Hey, you really have to go into it. The thing is this, there are a lot of people, internet guys, who know that the moment they put scam behind any company, they will know that they will get traffic. So it is what you call reverse marketing of those idiots sometimes, not idiots, smart guys sometimes, because the only thing what they want to do is to drive traffic to their primary website. And that is why you see Herbalife scam, Amway scam, ACN scam, whatever scam, everything for them is a scam, but because just put it behind a post and you will attract a lot of traffic, because it sometimes scares the hell out of people while it has no merit at all.
That's right. And when you say scam, I mean, scam is something where a company is promising you to become rich just by joining, right? And Empower Network is so transparent. It's giving you a set of rules or set of instructions to carry out. And they're always referring to the income disclaimer, and they're saying, yep, look, you know, it's all about your effort and how much you put in. We've got the average earnings up, but it's down to you how you actually do it and how you work at it. And if you follow the instructions, you will make money, right?
Yep. No, that's correct. And if you look to the legal side, Kevin Thompson is their MLM attorney, and Kevin Thompson is one of the best MLM attorneys in the world, specialized right. Totally in direct selling, and Kevin only accepts also clients who are totally clean. So yes, the moment Kevin Thompson is involved as their attorney, I would say it is a very big plus behind their name.
Right, absolutely. That's a very good point, actually. Thank you for mentioning that one. When I did my research, when I joined Empower, I usually put myself in the shoes of people. Okay, fair enough, you've got the people that have the experience of online marketing, direct selling, but the people that want to start on this online business, they usually kind of do their research. And when you type in, say, for instance, Empower Network in the Google, you'll get your success stories. But alongside that, you'll get a lot of blogs and things that exposing Empower in a way that it's not supposed to be exposed. First of all, it's a pyramid scheme. You know, the leaders get rich, and they're just, bringing people in, and it's all going to the top. So you've already answered the fact of the pyramid scheme, but what else can you actually advise these new people that join? I mean, obviously everyone's entitled to their own opinion. They've got their personal blogs up talking about how Empower hasn't worked for them. But is it fair for these new people to be exposed to something like this?
Yes, because I was new, and you were new, and you are successful. I'm successful. I make more money than the person who introduced me, and I think that I also make more money than the person introduced her and above. So that, by the way, that also says something about that it is not a pyramid scheme, because in a pyramid it is impossible to make money from somebody who joins earlier. By the way, this is the funny thing. Eh? If you tell people, listen, yes, you're right, it is a pyramid scheme, and you are the first one who can start in this country, then they immediately will sign up because, hey, man, now I'm getting rich. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Sometimes you have to try this.
It's actually true. Yeah, because in a pyramid scheme, it's only the top earners. But here, we've got stories of people that are earning and they're making their own teams, aren't they? It's so quick as well, within 90 days, within 30 days. I mean, if you actually do your research with Empower Network, you'll see so many stories.
I mean, let's look to me or to another person. I signed up with Empower Network almost a year after they started, and our group is successful. I know that in January another big guy came in with a large group in Empower Network, and he has made more than 1.5 million in 4 months, much more than the guy he brought or him who brought him in or some other ones. That tells also a lot.
That does tell a lot. So, I mean, as I said, I mean, these people that are writing blogs about Empower Network, I mean, they're entitled to their own opinion, but you have to understand it's their own opinion. It's not, you have to see, you have to base it on facts. I mean, the things that they say Empower has got no support system, etc., and, you know, the materials are very weak in nature. That's their personal opinion. You know, you can't.
That's all about reverse marketing, and to fight reverse marketing, they also know that it is not so easy, and hey, just let it go. I know this about Empower Network. If I do my research, and I'm researching a lot of other companies for my own website,
exactly,
then I very often find an Empower blog talking about a specific company and very high up in the search engines. So that tells something about that their basic offering, which is a blog for just $25 a month, immediately places your articles much higher in the search engines than you're going to do it from your own personal website or whatever website. And that is because Empower is attracting so much traffic.
You just answered my next question, because playing the devil's advocate again, I would say that why should I pay $25 for a blog which is available for free? I mean, it's a WordPress blog, right? I could get that for free. Why pay $25? But as you said,
but immediately you also get a piece of training within that blog, and which you never will get in a free blog. And well, but you can try it, of course. Take a free blog, take a blog within Empower Network, post both articles on it, and you will see what happens. So, because it has no use, to blog if your articles are not high up in the search engines, and most people are not looking any further than the first page in Google or Yahoo or Bing or whatever. So it is so important that you are high ranked. Otherwise, you're losing time. You're playing around then, but you're losing time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what's the point of posting content when it's not going to be found? And with Empower Network, what we're saying with the ranks, Alexia ranks as well. I mean, your website shows these quite openly exactly how Empower are doing with the ranks. So, the point is that you get 1 million visitors to Empower Network website. It's a highly ranked website. And the point of your article being found is much more higher than you actually starting up fresh with your own blog. So that's a really big plus point that we have at Empower Network. Okay, so what's your advice then, Ted? I mean, as I said, the new people that are starting up, when they do their research, what would you advise them to do?
Sign up for $25, because I always ask people, how long do you think I am going to talk about $25? Test it out yourself. If you don't like it, you push the unscribe me button and end of story. But you see that a lot of people are really start blogging, be in the system, and stay there. So we have a very small amount of people who are dropping out. So I would say start for $25. And hey, if you cannot invest $25, well, then don't do it.
Don't do it for your future.
And but really, really, Princess, I'm not going to talk long for $25. Yeah. I say, I think it is, I know my home, I did my homework. I know that it is a very good system. So if you want to drive traffic to a web shop, a website, whatever, use Empower Network, test it out yourself for a couple of weeks, and let's look from there how we can help you any further. And there is so much expertise, by the way, also in the other product offerings of Empower, that, that is really blows a lot of people away. I mean, it is not just Empower is not just a group of people, it is a group of expert people. And you can really benefit from all their knowledge.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is really, really important when joining a plan. First of all, if you're coming in as an affiliate marketer, the products are just so important. Secondly is the actual plan, your commission plan as well. I mean, I've never come across a company offering 100%. It's usually maximum probably 60-70 if you really push it, and it's such a hard sale to make because the products aren't probably that good.
I can tell you this. I tested out myself one small suggestion in one of the programs Empowering is offering. And because I changed it, I had about 1,000 euros, so that is about $1,200 more revenue because I just changed something.
Right.
So, per month. So for me, I would say that is for me also really proof that a lot of things are working. And the whole thing is with internet marketing, you just have to know it, and you just have to go to a good source, to an expert source, to because you have so much information on the internet, and everybody's telling, yeah, but I know best. Yeah. So I think that within Empower Network, we have shown that there are really experts there. And you can benefit from it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's very important to go to authoritative sites to get your facts, you know, get your facts right.
Yep.
Don't, individual bloggers, as I said, they've got their right, they've got their opinion, but that's an individual personal opinion they're guiding you on. So just, it has to be based on facts, right, guys? So make sure you do your research and homework before you come on. Another thing, Ted, I wanted to ask you is about the importance of leadership when you join a system. What is your experience of the leadership in Empower Network?
Well, I would say, yeah, of course it is important, but it is in within Empower Network, it is more important on the part of the expertise in it. Because, hey, we are talking here about internet marketing much more or less than things like home party, stage party, whatever party. Which is a little bit the old system. So the moment your expertise is just a click away, I would say that is much more important. But we have excellent leaders like you.
I think, well, in my experience, I think leaders with a vision is very, very important. And leaders that walk side to side with you as well. I mean, they're approachable. I mean, I met Dave Wood and Dave Sharp in Chicago, and it's so easy to approach them. It's not like, you know, they're these gurus at the top that you can't touch, you know? I mean, we have a place here that everyone's considered equal. And your movement up towards the top is it's in your hands, literally. The amount of work you put in and the amount of the way that you follow the trainings, you can become a leader within 90 days or so, you know? So I mean, the story's here and right in front of you. If you do your research, you'll see that. So another thing, Ted, I wanted to discuss is your traffic with Empower Network. That's a very useful site. I personally use it myself. Can you just give a background of what traffic with Empower is?
Traffic with Empower is basically a website where we bring in all the new people to give them a fast start, and it is free. The only thing you need to give send me a very good photo of yourself, because it is also a way how to present yourself. And at this moment, the website is getting about 4,000 or 5,000 hits per month, so you really are. As a starter, it really gives you a fast start. I can And it, in a nutshell, it explains what Empower Network is.
Yeah, it's very nicely explained. You've got the diagrams there. So the new starters can actually come onto your website and get a nice overview. And the people looking to join Empower Network as well can get their information. So that's the website is called trafficwithempower.com. So go on that and look at all the new people joining every day, which is absolutely fantastic. So the figures of joining, I mean, Empower, since it started, it's got 130,000 customers already and affiliates. And in the April alone, 15,000 new customers. So the growth is, I mean, the figures speak for themselves, don't they, Ted?
Absolutely, one of the fastest growing opportunities at this moment in the world. And yeah, 130,000 sounds like a lot, but for internet marketing, it is nothing. I mean, we have a billion people on the internet. You really have maybe 40, 50 or a million people who likes to make money on the internet, and we can show them how to do it.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you very much for coming onto the show, Ted. It was absolutely fantastic. Thank you for clarifying a lot of things. So the message of the show today is basically, if you're looking for an opportunity, do your research, but base it on facts, guys, right? You've got the information clearly in front of you. Empower Network is a very transparent company. They give you all the facts and figures, and it's up for you to decide. And, you know, take hold of this opportunity and really, really take it forward. It's a great opportunity, and don't miss it out on individual experience or individual posts that people personally, you know, post and give their opinion on it. Base it on facts. So thank you very much, Ted, again. Any final message for our viewers?
Well, bye-bye from the Netherlands. If we can do it in the Netherlands, yeah, and we don't speak even proper English, well, you can do it everywhere.
Absolutely. Thank you very much again, Ted.
Okay.
And I shall see you soon. Thank you. Bye bye.
Hey, it's Princess Fizz again. I hope you found this show extremely, extremely valuable. Do like and comment and leave a review for this show. And don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends, whoever it will benefit. Go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows if you want to watch the video recording of this show, and leave a comment, write to me. I'd love to hear from my listeners about any suggestions, any takeaways that you had, any suggestions for improvements, and make sure that you sign up to the newsletter as well so you don't miss another episode and you get notified by email. I love you loads. Dream big, chase those dreams, make them a reality so I can bring you onto the I Have a Dream show and share your unique journey with the world.